Listen, before we start the show, I have a really quick favor to ask. My son is selling candy for a school fundraiser, so can I put you down for 200 bars? Thanks. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We're going to talk about movies. Movies that it's assumed everyone loves and reveres. And it turns out when you really ask people, they hate them. There's seven of them, and we'll talk about them. And then another edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie, followed by the Arizona Diamondbacks, the baseball team. You go to the game. What is it? Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jacks, a hot dog? No, I don't think so. What about a 1,700 calorie thingy? This time it's a dessert. It's called a churro dog. We'll have all of the interesting and very gluttonous details. You can go there and eat a week's worth of calorie in one inning. And then, why marijuana companies are unable to get a checking account. Cheech and Chung are walking through the front door of the First Friendly Bank, and they want to do business with you. Mr. Bank Manager, what do you say? We start things off this hour with fundraisers, cookies, candy, wrapping paper, candles, all kinds of things that kids are selling. And you, the adults, are expected to buy them. All right, we'll start the thing off with Girl Scout cookies. I buy my Girl Scout cookies from one person, Susie Cerrone, who is here as a part of this show. That is the only Girl Scout cookies I buy, and I actually have to remember to go and sign my name on the list saying that I'm going to be buying those cookies from her, because at this time of broadcast, I haven't done that yet, so that makes me feel bad as I'm thinking about this as I'm doing this, but anyway, that's my problem, and I will buy one box. Are you overwhelmed by people asking you to buy things because their kids need to sell them for their fundraisers? Where does it end? Oh, Jimmy's selling candy. Yeah, what if you're on a diet? What if you have a health issue? What if you're diabetic and you can't eat all of this stuff? My wife told me something. Do you know that with Girl Scout cookies, you can buy the box, but you don't have to take the box? They can reroute it and they can donate it to our troops overseas. That is a wonderful idea. So what you do is you tell the person who you are buying the cookies from, okay, I'll take three boxes of Thin Mints. So instead of giving her the $12 and getting the cookies for yourself, they instead get rerouted to our military men and women, which is a wonderful idea. So you can do that, but it gets so overwhelming. Every school seems to have a holiday fundraiser, which they seem to start 2 weeks after school starts back in September. And so they're selling wrapping paper, candles. I remember somebody actually was selling, batteries and flashlights after Hurricane Sandy? I know of a fundraiser, so you're ready for the next one. That's kind of odd. So, Bill, can I put you down for about, 2 dozen 9 volts? It's so strange. I remember when I was a kid, for Little League Baseball, we were each given a box of candy bars, and we would either have to go door to door, which nowadays, would you let your kid go door to door selling candy? No, and that's why most of these leagues and organizations have stopped doing that, but now they tend to stand right outside stores and do it as well. It's very difficult. You go to work and you have to sell these things, so someone buys it, but then you're obligated to buy when their kid is selling something, and where does it end? If there is an organization that needs to raise money, why can't we just give them the money for it? Why do they have to get the whole thing with the products involved? Do you eat any of that stuff? Some kid is standing outside a store and selling you some chocolate bar, a company you've never even heard of. Do you eat it? At one of my jobs, someone came in selling gourmet foods. And the cheapest item, I think, if I remember correctly, was $22. Do you know how many people signed up to buy anything? One. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to increase your smarts and predict the future? Well, this trick may not turn you into a Nostradamus, but it could happen. Here's the science of it. You've heard the saying, you are what you eat. Well, you are what you read, too. For instance, it's a widely known fact that reading romance novels improves your love life. But what's also known about those who read science fiction is that it makes you smarter. All booksellers agree that science fiction readers tend to be better educated. And if you catch yourself thinking and reading about the future, you might just find yourself better able to predict it. What's the cheap psychological trick? Reading science fiction is akin to studying rocket science. Your smarts will achieve greater liftoff. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
We text, we email, we call.
We're talking a lot, but Anthony Tijon wonders if we're connecting less.
On the Harvard Business Review blog, he shares three ways to connect better.
First, live in the moment. At a concert, he saw people recording through their phones, so they missed the full experience.
Second, create remarkable moments. Instead of commenting on other people's experiences, create your own.
Third, face real issues with real conversations. Digital communications are fine in their place. For weightier issues, nothing beats face-to-face conversations.
Slow down to connect with the people in your life. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.